What do you think of our sting? I love it.
I think I'm
are you impressed?
I think I'm
really impressed, yeah.
Do you want to know who it is?
I was lost for words. I'm impressed. Who is it, Tracy Hanby?
Paul Oakenfold.
Oakenfold. See, that's a word I couldn't say because I might say something wrong.
No, bit Oakenfold. Of an Ibiza head there.
All right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's a producer and all that.
Never been.
Either have I, and I should have. It's my one life ambition.
Never.
It's an island of many colours. I know that there's different parts. And sort of, there's the hippie part, there's the funky part, there's the young part. There's a, anyway, it's a part of another part which ever I will see.
No, I will. Definitely.
Will you? Good on you, girl. Yeah. That's on your bucket list.
Right. Next on our bucket list. What will we discuss now?
Before, do you have any ideas for a radio show?
Ooh, I think we all have an individual one, don't we?
Well, possibly a jazz show.
Nice.
I'm seeing a motif developing
but
here.
You also had another one. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
The gardening show.
yeah. Gardening show, yeah. Cookery show.
Could you blend the two?
You probably could.
Jazz and gardening.
Yeah. Well. Sounds for the garden.
Plants love music.
Yeah.
Plants love music. Daffodil jazz.
You have another one.
I was talking to the lovely, beautiful Mona earlier on the promo they did for us on the business brunch. And cookery comes up again. Because in my past life, I was a chef, and I still cook a lot. And I managed to eat quite a bit of it as well. But I was thinking maybe a food show.
And you called it?
Foodphonic.
I love it. I think that's
brilliant. How's that? Yeah. I'm more impressed.
That's brilliant.
I'm not that impressed with the concept, but I just love the title. Foodphonic.
And can I put you on the spot?
You can.
Would you have a recipe with you today?
Many. But that's...
quick one.
That's Dan. A quick one. Chicken liver pate, pound of butter, pound of livers, 5 shallots. Flambe them in brandy, port and sherry. Blend with eggs. Bain-marie. And away you go.
Now, there you go, folks. I think that's excellent tip of the day there.
Obviously, I'm not giving too much away because it's rather secret and it's very nice.
And then over to me for my radio show. It's actually in the production, let's just say, but it's been kind of been worked on now nearly a year. It's called Women in Music Ireland. It's bringing a panel of 4 women together to have an open discussion, a bit like Loose Women, about Irish music for the female artists, and then maybe bring in a guest artist and focus on that female artist's music for the show.
I would tune into that one.
No.
Likewise.
There you go. Wow. Excellent. That's great. We covered that one. Tick.
That's marvellous. Now, do we have an appropriate piece of music for said question?
Well, I was going to move on to our next one because I have your song lined up ready and ready, steady, go.
Here's another one. And thank you, Mr. Annenborn, the manager, for these wonderful, mad.
I think we're doing all right, though.
Yeah. Okay. If there is one band, musician, book, film, person, concept that people should know about, who or what would it be? As in, you know, what would you champion? Who would you... Do you always suggest something to somebody and they don't like it? You feel as if you produced yourself and you get really upset? I've stopped talking to people because I've suggested this and said, oh, nothing like that. I went, okay, bye. You know? What would yours be?
A favourite artist. A female artist.
Whatever it is.
Well, her name is Minnie Riperton.
Yes,
beautiful
indeed.
Voice.
Wonderful.
And
tell me about her vocal range. Is dynamic, she's at least
5-octave coloratura soprano.
Wow.
A coloratura soprano.
So that's some range.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And Tracy Hanby.
Well, you see, I'm all about the music and the Irish music scene, and so that's kind of like, I'm sorry, I tried to think of something else, but I can't. That's my only championing, and I can't narrow it down because then I'd be biased. So I can't do that. So it's all about the Irish music.
Yeah, I would love to be as anchored as you are. I'm just too flibberty gibbered now, seriously.
Disciplined.
Disciplined. Okay, fair enough. It's such a difficult thing to anyway, Federico Fellini, his movie Amarcord from 1973. It's a memoir of him growing up in 1930s, Adriatic Riviera, Rimini, on the east coast of Italy. Coming of age, falling in love with women, some virtuous, some not. The whole fascist era, building momentum. His father was quite an outspoken, in the movie this is, was quite an outspoken communist, and what happens there. It's a fantasy comedy historical movie, basically. But the soundtrack is magnificent. Nino Rota did the libretto.
Beautifully even said. And, say that again.
Nino Rota.
Oh, lovely.
And Nino put this music together. So, Tracy, you want to play a piece from Fellini's Amarcord? to enjoy.
I feel very relaxed. I hope all the listeners are at home. You know, you could actually text us in and say hello for the crack. 087-09-09-791. We are doing our best to bring you an exciting new show concept called Ready,
Steady, Go. And we should do that. Go, 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 go. That wasn't a sound effect. That was me. Marvellous, isn't it?
Marvellous.
This wonderful artist you're talking about. Say it again, this wonderful technique.
Five octave coloratura soprano.
Coloratura soprano. That's not fab.
We're going to have to play her.
We will.
Right, I'll line that
one
up.
Intro.
Where she was from.
Give it a
little bit of background. Yeah. She was a Chicago-born female artist, and she reached the pinnacle of her career in 1975 with the... famous tune called Loving You on the Perfect Angel album.
And her name?
She was born in 1947 and she died at the tender age of 31 in 1971. Young. Or 79, rather.
And she died of cancer.
Yes.
She was an advocate, you were saying.
Yeah, she was an advocate of cancer for the or spokesperson for the American Cancer Society and unfortunately died of... complications due to breast cancer.
Yeah, but left us with this legacy, this wonderful, wonderful voice.
That's very pertinent, especially with that lady novelist who has just lost her life as well and fought for 10 years. So this is in tribute to her.
Minnie Rippington, isn't it?
Yeah.
Offering up the best to give her vocal range, and I'm sure she's not beatboxing, but you get the picture.
You were saying you have another recipe.
Yeah. Well, this is a very, very kind of flexible recipe. I mean, I say 5-10 minutes preparation.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, pilau rice. It's my own. I'll say own recipe. So wash the rice from the excess starch. I think that is the key, because if you wash all the starch or as much as you can off the rice, it becomes less sticky. So you have more kind of like finer kind of grains. So it just moves around in the
fluffy,
yes. Essentially, right? So here we go. Ingredients.
Oh, pen and paper at the ready.
Yep. Basmati rice, cumin, cardamom, bay leaves, saffron, salt, and a couple of cloves. Just ordinary cloves.
Cloves.
Subsequently, put a couple of cloves of garlic as well in some vegetable oil. Fry it off, release the aromatics out of all the spices, and then add your rice. Heat it around in the oil to infuse the rice with all that beautiful flavour, and then the saffron will colour up the rice, that beautiful yellow, golden colour. Add boiling water then to the frying rice, just covering the rice. Bring it up to the heat, or rather bring it up to boiling point, and then immediately reduce it down to a simmer and cook for about no more than 5 minutes, and then you have this beautiful, fluffy, soft rice.
So the raw rice, not cooked rice.
Yeah.
And then bathe in this aromatic oil.
Yeah. And that
is sounds lovely, isn't it?
And that's your lovely
base. Like a massage.
Yeah, that's your lovely base for.
Excellent.
Again, vegetarian aspect with courgette, red onion, red pepper, salt and pepper, and some harissa paste. Roast those in the dish. Yeah. And that's your veggie option, or you can add lamb if you want to have the carne.
You see, you've just given them, you know,
with a sprinkle of coriander.
Look at you.
I'm feeling hungry.
I feel guilty now. I've just given you cholesterol. I've just given you like a pound of liver and fat.
So, on that note.
And what do you have, Tracy?
I think we will just go straight to a song because I'm feeling so hungry. I'm going to have to eat after this. But this is perfect. And it's Oliver. The live version from London Palladium. God, I'd love to be on that stage too. A bit like what you were saying, doing musicals.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, it's food, glorious food.
Oh,
Wow.
Wow.
Wasn't that fabulous?
I'm still hungry.
Actually, food has come across a lot in this show.
Well, food is essential, I thought. I think.
Fundamental.
I would hope.
And there is a program called Ready, Steady, Cook.
There you go. There is. But I love the approach that my relations have in Italy. I think we have it here as well. I mean, just everything's about food. Everything's around food. It's wonderful. You sit down with the Italians and you're there for 3 hours, 3.5 hours. You know, it's just magnificent. And can be very healthy. A nephew of mine, my niece's son, David, decided to become vegan. Fair play to him. My daughter's vegetarian now over a year. We embrace it, and it helps us cook a wee bit more diversely. And David's coming to Tuscany with us, and we go over here. And I said, David, you want to be a vegan? We're going to a village in the Tuscan Hills. Seriously,
it's a bit of a challenge.
I'm a vegan. What do you want me to do? I said, fair enough. I can't. You know, they were brilliant. They got a challenge, and they rose to it.
Wow.
And you realise you're sitting with. They said, this is not a challenge. Veganism isn't really big a challenge. Roasted vegetables, pulses, grains.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. That's number seven. You decide what goes here.
Oh, that was a good offer. Yeah.
There we are now. There's a segue.
You mentioned someone's actually tuned in. That's also part of that concept.
Good morning, Scotty Fultz in Houston, Texas. Scotty,
wow.
You can say hello to Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
And this is Rory Moore.
Hi, Scotty. How are you?
So, Scotty, fair play. I realise it's... It's 10 to 7 in the morning in Houston, Texas. Fair play to you, Scotty. But Scotty gets up anyway at 6 to get ready. He's a drama teacher in high school and a wonderful actor and a good friend and a good supporter of the Talk FM. And he'll be tuning in tomorrow as well.
And we've 10 minutes left of the concept show.
There we go.
Amazing.
Now,
you mentioned cake and your wife, who's on Dundalk FM.
Marissa makes, and I have to say, the most delicious lemon drizzle cake. And knowing that I have a little bit of weight on me and I'm type 2 diabetic, every time she makes, I check the life insurance. Do you try that for me?
Marissa.
Is it sweet enough? Have a bigger slice. Go on. Do you want cream in it?
go on. You will.
You will.
Well, this song is specially for her.
Excellent.
It's If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Bake You a Cake.
Indeed you would.
Come in. Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hatchadoo, hatchadoo, hatchadoo. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchadoo, hatchadoo, hatchadoo.
How'd you do?
Wow. I love that song. I think that's the song of the show.
Yeah, you even had Jolly Frivolous Cab now and then, I believe. There we go. Now,
our last topic.
To get towards the end of our inaugural show of Ready, Steady, Go, 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 Go. I think we should do that. Go, 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 go. Now, number 8. If you were given €1 million, what would you do for the town of Dundalk?
Okay.
Presuming that you're a native or that you have a likeness for the town. What would you do with €1 million? Roy.
Well, I was reading there recently on the news that diesel car production, engine production, is going to cease by Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So I would use the money as an incentive to promote greener transport in, and use it in Dundalk. Or use Dundalk as the pilot town to roll greener transport nationwide.
Wow, I think are great ideas.
Any shares in that proposal?
Perhaps give.
I think we should go to the Enterprise Board.
Yeah, subsidies to people who are obviously interested to perhaps start it out as a hybrid car, and then roll it out even further. For electric charging points, maybe around the town. That's for electric. Electric cars or something like that,
Okay.
It's a possibility.
Tracy.
I keep it really simple.
Okay.
I kind of like parties. So I put on a big free party festival for Dundalk.
Great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you go for that?
Yeah.
Great. I feel rather frivolous now, particularly after Rory's piece. I would just continue what I'm doing, but put more money supporting local industry and services like bakeries and chippers and pubs, because I know in my tenure on this earth I certainly have contributed to many a pension scheme of a waiter, a chef and a barman. I should be an honorary member of the vintners at this stage.
Maybe you've already invested $1 million in the town.
Exactly, I should be looking for a dividend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, on that note, we're coming to the end of our show. I can't believe it.
Just want to mention that next week the surprise guests or presenters that I picked yesterday is Anita Guest, Kevin Larney and Carl Collins. So they're the three.
Boom
next
bust.
Bust. Well, next Saturday at midday, 12 to 1, it'll be week after for sure, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh wow,
so we'll be parading and everything.
Right, well, we're going to close the show. We're going to play our last song, and thank you for listening into our pop-up show.
Pop
ready,
up show.
Ready, yeah, steady, yeah. Go.
Ready, go, 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 go.
And I thought this was apt. ABBA. Money, money, money.
Indeed.
Goodbye, all.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Fortune in a game, my life will never be the same.